That was Don't Cross the Cost by Roxy Cost on 88.5 KNKX.
You are connected to our School of Jazz and guest DJ John V. Madan on 88.5. I'm your host, Abe Beeson, and I have given over the 8 o'clock hour to all the ladies in jazz. John V., we're going to have a great time with some fantastic musicians. Let's learn a little bit about you first. You're a week into the senior year at Newport High School, the jazz band under the direction of Todd Mahaffey, and you're playing, well, clarinet was your first instrument, but baritone saxophone is your jazz horn, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I started out on clarinet because when I was in the fourth grade, I heard some fifth graders playing it and I just fell in love with the sound. But when I got to middle school and started getting into jazz, my director told me that clarinet wasn't a jazz instrument, so I had to pick up something else. And that's how I got into saxophone.
John V., I'm really excited to see so many Northwest products on tonight's show. Roxy Koss, a Northwest native. And up next, Ariel Pocock, a wonderful pianist who also went to Newport High School. Mm-hmm. Is there still kind of a legend about Ms. Pocock at the school?
I hear stories about her, and some of the alumni, when I first got there, like the seniors, they'd known her. So yeah, there's definitely still some legends.
Our School of Jazz guest DJ, John V. Madan, in charge of the 8 o'clock hour here on 88.5. Don't miss the full set list. Find out more information about our School of Jazz and about our guest DJ at knkx.org.
Next up is Gonzalo's Melody by Ariel Pocock on 88.5 KNKX.
Thank you.
That was I Know You Know by Esperanza Spalding on 88.5 KNKX.
We're connecting you to our School of Jazz. Guest DJ John V. Madan has taken over the 8 o'clock hour with a wonderful collection of some of the great ladies of the art form. Addison Evans splitting the set with Serpent's Tooth. John V., tell me a little bit about why you decided to play all the ladies on the show tonight.
The biggest reason I decided to do this is because my experience, all these ladies, or all women in jazz, really, just don't get the airtime they deserve right now. They're really under-recognized when they should be, you know, being played a lot more because they're all amazing. And so I just wanted to make this list so all the boys listening would know some names of some women that they could be listening to.
Very good. I wonder if you've experienced any problems with the boys in jazz. Do they look at you differently? Like, you're a girl. You can't really play this music.
You know, there's a lot of really great boys that I've met through jazz. Like, most people are well-meaning even when they do come across as kind of vibey, but definitely I have experienced some of that. All of my friends who are women in jazz have too. Just that there's just still a pretty heavy presence of judgment at jam sessions and in bands of, like, just before you get up, you already know they don't expect much because they're just not exposed to great women in jazz.
You've had a chance to see some terrific female jazz musicians as well.
The most recent one was Grace Kelly when she came to Jazz Alley earlier this year. I think representation is a great feeling, and it's often something that young women in jazz just don't have. With Grace Kelly especially, just the fact that she's an Asian American woman is really great for me to see, but it's great every time. I saw Emily Asher a couple years back, and that was amazing too.
And Emily is on the way. We will hear Grace Kelly playing saxophone and singing in this next set. And another singer to start off this next one. As an instrumentalist, are lyrics important to you?
Definitely, definitely. They're really important. I think especially in jazz, it's all about how you communicate what you want to communicate when you don't have the words if you're an instrumentalist. So I'm always listening to singers to get a better understanding of how to phrase melodies to make them more lyrical.
Our School of Jazz guest DJ John V. Madan on 88.5. Check out the School of Jazz page at knkx.org.
Up next is A Social Call by Jasmia Horn on 88.5 KNKX.
Happy to pass your doorway, gave you a buzz, that's all. Lately I've thought lots about us, so I thought I'd pay a social call. Do you recall the old days we used to have a ball? Not there were nothing without them, I just thought I'd pay a social call. I'd lie and say things are just as well, but to tell the truth, we haven't been too well. And if we should try to love, we know that we won't fall. Maybe we'll get back together, starting from this incidental, elemental, simple social call. Happy to pass your doorway, gave you a buzz, that's all. Lately I thought lots about us, I thought I'd pay a social call. Do you recall the old days we used to have a ball? Not that we're nothing without them, I just thought I'd pay a social call. I'd lie and say things are just as well, but to tell the truth, tell me too, we haven't been too well. And if we should try to love, we know that we won't fall. Maybe we'll get back together, starting from this incidental, elemental, simple social call. Starting from this incidental, elemental, simple social call.
¶¶
KNKX.
Drank the bottle dry, My tears of sadness, salt has stained my eyes. I've been let down some days, didn't want to try. But I stuck around, lost to the dreamers. It's all I've known. The ups and downs on this bumpy road, trying for something the light will bring me home. We're all trying to figure it out. I will not let the blues break me. I will not let the blues take me. I've done my time, cried my woes, no sorries for the taking. One step and then another, and slowly we discover it may not be perfect. Or the way we planned, but we're only here for the time at hand. So keep your head high and do the best you can. We're all trying to figure.
That was Trying to Figure It Out by Grace Kelly on 88.5 KNKX.
You're connected to our School of Jazz. Guest DJ John V. Madan taking over the 8 o'clock hour on 88.5 tonight. I'm your host, Abe Beeson. All ladies in the 8 o'clock hour this evening. This is a great little overview of the state of jazz today. Some wonderful modern jazz. And we were talking kind of in that last break about how you and I agree on one thing. Jazz is going to be the biggest music in the world soon.
Yes. I've noticed that a lot of jazz musicians my age are trying to get away from just the traditional standard. You know, we're trying to find a mold of like the life we're living right now, but still connecting it back to, you know, what got us into this music in the first place. I really think that it will become mainstream again. I've seen that already with groups like Snarky Puppy and Nowhere and Moonchild and Braxton Cook. Like they're selling out, you know, their concerts all the time to groups of people who don't normally listen to jazz.
Music is music. John V. Madan is our School of Jazz guest DJ. Next, it's Camille Thurman, a name I'm not too familiar with. Tell us a little bit about Camille.
Well, she's very young, so that's probably why a lot of people aren't familiar with her, but that's also why I wanted to put her in this.
Good.
This is from, I think, just her second album. It's pretty recent. Next up is The Dream Weaverer by Camille Thurman on 88.5 KNKX.
something for you now. We hope we remember all the words. Oh, the shark has pearly teeth, dear, and he shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has MacHeath, dear, and he keeps it out of sight. Oh, the shark bites with his teeth, dear. Scarlet billows start to spread.
Mac the Knife by Ella Fitzgerald on 88.5 CAN-KX.
We're connecting you to our School of Jazz tonight. John V. Madon is our School of Jazz guest DJ. John V., that song never gets old. I love that. Do you remember hearing that one for the first time?
I'll never forget it. I just love how she's not stopped at all by, you know, on the spot forgetting everything. She just keeps going.
You are beginning your senior year. I want to talk a little bit about jazz education. You're a part of the Seattle Jazz Ed group.
I love Seattle Jazz Ed so much. I just randomly discovered it my freshman year. I just showed up to this masterclass, and the first day of that class, I met some of like the best friends I've made. I played in basically every Jazz Ed group I could, and I just love it.
There's some wonderful instructors, educators over there at Seattle Jazz Ed. You were telling me about this great tip you got from David Marriott about playing jazz. Tell us about this story. This is great.
That was a masterclass that he did just one time, and it stuck with me because basically he talked about how to approach jazz improvisation and, you know, how to get away from the notes. And what he did was he walked over to the whiteboard and he just started drawing shapes with a marker, and like we'd call out like something like draw, I don't know, a rhino, and he'd draw it, and then he'd take a solo following this shape. It really stuck with me because the next time I was soloing, I started thinking about, you know, how do I want this to overall sound? Do I want it to go up and down? Like, where should the high point be instead of just thinking about the chords?
That's a great tip. And you have been playing a lot this summer. You actually have formed your own band. Now, a lot of those bandmates have graduated or gone off to other things, so you've got to work on reforming.
Yeah.
But tell me a little bit about John V's Hot Five.
John V's Hot Five started out as just solely trad jazz. That's where it got its name, inspiration from Louis Armstrong's Hot Five. We've been, you know, doing a little more than that now and like doing our own arrangements of non-jazz tunes. And actually, several of the people in that combo I met that first Jazz Ed class I ever went to, like Belle Thompson. So it's just been really fun. We've played all around at birthday parties, private events, public events, just all over the place.
Well, we hope you get the band back together. We'd love to have John V's Hot Five live in our studios for a School of Jazz session soon. So thank you very much for being here. This has been a fantastic night. Finishing off your show with something from the world of traditional jazz.
Mm-hmm. This is Sunnyside the Street. Sunnyside the Street is my favorite jazz tune of all time. Every version I hear, I love. This one specifically is Emily Asher. She's from around here. She ends up skipping some of the lyrics, but in a really cool way, and it really just shows how you don't need the words to get the feeling from jazz.
Very interesting. Once again, find out more information about John V. Madan, how you can get involved in the School of Jazz. And we've got a video up there posted of John V's Hot Five playing live. So check that out. Again, thank you so much for being here, John V. This is a great night.
Thank you. This last tune is Sunny Side of the Street by Emily Asher on 88.5 KNKX.
Grab your coat. Don't forget your hat, but leave your worries. Leave them on the doorstep. Lie sweet. Just direct your feet to the sun, sun side of the street. Hop, bottle, loodle, that pitter pat. You know that happy tune.